are times when in a good way doesn't cover it.
No.
Thing is, Steve, I'm there practically every night. We go to Sally's flat, we have sex, good sex, excellent sex. I'm not complaining about the sex. I'll give her 8 or 9 out of 10 for the sex every time. Not that she ever looks pleased. But then, I can't seem to get home. Whatever I say, whatever excuse I come up with, there's always some clever answer like, no, stay. I've tried everything. I've got an early start, I need a change of clothes, I've got to feed the cat.
You don't have a cat.
You see, now I can't even get away from you.
Sorry.
Thing is, Steve, I just want to go home.
Of course you do.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to keep her on. Termination is not being tabled here. And it's not like I haven't said that to her. But sometimes, you know, I just want my own bed.
I know.
I want a bed you can find without excavating through a pile of soft toys and cushions.
Why do they do that?
I need a magic sentence.
Yeah, okay, I would have been fairly wide of the mark anyway.
I need a sentence that starts with the words, I need to go home now because, and ends with me going home.
Oh, Patrick. That sentence doesn't exist.
Don't tell me that.
Mary Kelly does not fancy you.
I can tell from the way she acts around me, she finds me attractive.
Is there any form of female behaviour you don't interpret as finding you attractive?
It's never really come up.
If you two are finished, I thought you wanted to speak to me.
Yeah, I do. Could you give us a minute?
Mary Kelly thinks you're a complete idiot.
Then why does she keep looking at my arse when we're talking?
She's lip reading.
We need to talk.
Sure.
About our relationship. I'm just starting to think it's all getting a bit hot and heavy and we both need to back off and cool down. You know, maybe we should just both think about where everything's going and whether we're starting to commit more than we intend to or want to.
What relationship?
It'll be fine.
How did you know?
Know what?
About Jane. About the running zone commentary. You've never slept with her.
Of course I have.
But you told Sally. On the phone that night with Sally when we had the big unstoppable phone call. You swore you'd never slept with Jane.
Right, yes. Of course. Good point. But, you see, when you asked me if I'd slept with Jane and I said, yes, I have, what I meant was, no, I haven't.
You've slept with Jane?
No, of course not. It never happened. And that's my last word on the subject. Let's close the matter.
Patrick, I know you. You can't keep a lie like this going.
Yes, I can. Damn it.
Jesus, Patrick, if you've lied to Sally...
I have not lied to Sally.
OK. When did this happen?
Well, the lying or the sleeping with Jane.
Damn it! This was before Sally, right?
Ages before. Look, can we stop with the trick questions, please?